Hey guys, I really wanted to blog today. I really did. I really like the posts that I do, kind of summing up my Sunday comics tweets. For those of you who don't know what those are, on Sundays I have a pretty quiet day at work, and mostly it's then that I get through all the comic books that I buy. I buy a lot of comic books. And I live tweet as I read through, and so I just kind of share my reactions or funny bits or interesting bits or, you know, point out really interesting panels and stuff like that. And I started blogging those, you know, kind of with a little more formal review of the comic. And I really like doing that, but it takes a fair bit of assembly. And my elbow is really, really paining me again. It seems like it's getting worse with the treatment we're doing, so I did my best not to type anything today until it was time to meet up with Paul, and it's the 17th annual Interactive Fiction Competition. Interactive Fiction is basically, you know, those old text adventures like Infocom first did when PCs were around in the 80s. There's still a very active community making these games, and some of them are really, really good. And every year in October, there's a competition, and there's a whole bunch of entries this year, and Paul and I try to play them all. There were a couple I didn't get to last year, but, you know, it's really fun to team play them if you've got someone, whether sitting next to you or clear across the continent like Paul is. So last year we just played them together via instant messaging, but this year, to spare my arm, we used a Google Hangout, and it worked out really well. So again, I was only typing a little bit to play the game and just talking and making faces at my friend. So it was actually pretty awesome. First time I've ever done a Google Plus Hangout, because I'm not really on Google Plus, guys. I'm sorry. The whole thing they've done with, you know, they're going in the direction of being an identity service. That just makes my blood run cold. And, you know, I tweet under my real name. I do audio boos under my real name. I blog under my real name. I, you know, don't have anything really to hide. But it's the principle of the thing. And, you know, the fact that, you know, I want to control what I offer up, or at least exercise a little more control than what you do on services like Facebook or Google Plus. So I just really, I haven't canceled my account by any means, and, well, now I've actually found a way that it's useful, but really I could do that on Skype as well, now that Paul's got a netbook. So don't expect to see me on Google Plus much, but that was a great way to spare my elbow to play these games. And there's a lot of good games. So I tweeted tonight a link to the competition this year, but if you just go to Google or your other favorite search engine and just type IF Comp 2011, it'll take you to the page. And there's a whole bunch of games that people have written. You'll probably need a couple different interpreters, but they've got links to download the interpreters too. And just take a look at what people are doing. It's pretty cool. It's a neat form of storytelling. It's an old-fashioned way of playing a game. And it's just a fun way to spend an evening, either by yourself or with a friend. So go check it out. And have a good night.